Welcome to our lumbar puncture procedure guide. Over the next few minutes, we'll share information to help you prepare for a lumbar puncture. We'll also let you know what to expect both during and after the procedure. After you finish listening, please visit our website for more detailed information on lumbar puncture, including illustrations of the spine. Let's begin with a description. A lumbar puncture, or spinal tap, involves inserting a hollow needle into the subarachnoid space in the lumbar spine, located just above the buttocks. The subarachnoid space is a canal in the spine that carries cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, between the brain and the spinal cord. CSF is a clear fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, providing nutrients, removing waste, and cushioning them from injury. Cerebrospinal fluid is normally produced and reabsorbed in the brain on a continuous basis. It contains cells, water, proteins, sugars, and other substances that are essential to the nervous system. So, why have a lumbar puncture? A lumbar puncture may be performed for various reasons. The most common reason is to obtain a sample of CSF for examination under a microscope in order to diagnose a problem. Excess cerebrospinal fluid may also be removed, as it can cause increased pressure on the brain. A lumbar puncture may also be used to measure the pressure of the cerebrospinal fluid, which affects how the brain functions. Medications may be injected directly into the spinal cord for maximum effect using a lumbar puncture. Types of medications may include spinal anesthetic before surgery or chemotherapy to treat cancer. Some specific conditions that are diagnosed and treated using lumbar puncture include meningitis, encephalitis, Reye syndrome, multiple sclerosis, and Guillain-Barré. Less specific conditions include bleeding, inflammation, and various cancers of the brain and spinal cord. There may be other reasons for your doctor to recommend a lumbar puncture. What are some of the risks? Headaches, bleeding, infection, and brain swelling are potential risks. Temporary numbness to the legs or lower back pain may also occur. There may be other risks depending on your specific medical condition. Be sure to discuss any concerns with your doctor prior to the procedure. What should you do to prepare for a lumbar puncture? Your doctor will explain the procedure to you. You'll be asked to sign a consent form that gives you permission to do the procedure. Read the form carefully and ask questions if something isn't clear. If you're pregnant or suspect that you may be pregnant, be sure to notify your doctor. Generally, fasting is not required prior to a lumbar puncture unless sedation is required. If you have any blood clotting disorders or if you're taking a blood thinner such as Coumadin or aspirin, special precautions may be required to prevent bleeding. Let your doctor know if you have a history of seizures or if you're taking seizure medication. Also notify your doctor if you're sensitive or allergic to any medications, latex, tape, or anesthesia. You may be asked to skip certain medications before the procedure because of their effect. Be sure to ask when to restart any medications that are withheld. If the procedure is performed on an outpatient basis, you may be asked to remain for several hours afterwards. You should plan to have another person to drive you home. Based on your medical condition, your doctor may request other specific preparation. What can you expect during your lumbar puncture? You'll be asked to remove any clothing, jewelry, or other objects that may interfere, and you'll be given a gown to wear. You'll be reminded to empty your bladder prior to the start of the procedure. During the lumbar puncture, you may lie on your side or sit upright with your back exposed. In either position, the back should be arched slightly to widen the intervertebral spaces. An antiseptic will be used to clean the skin where the needle will be inserted, and the area will be draped with sterile towels. Local anesthetic is generally used to numb the skin, so you may feel a slight stinging sensation as it's injected. Once the area is numb, a syringe will be inserted into the subarachnoid space where the cerebrospinal fluid is located. You'll feel pressure while it's inserted, but it's important to remain still. A small amount of CSF, about 1 tablespoon, will be collected. If the doctor needs to inject medication into the spinal canal, it will be given once the cerebrospinal fluid has been collected. When the procedure is completed, the needle will be removed and an adhesive bandage will be placed over the injection site. The specimens will be sent to a lab for analysis. You should notify the doctor if you feel any numbness, tingling, headache, or lightheadedness during the procedure. All possible measures will be used to minimize discomfort, and the procedure will be completed as quickly as possible. What do you need to do afterwards? You'll be asked to lie flat for up to 12 hours after the lumbar puncture is completed. This helps reduce headaches. You'll be allowed to roll from side to side as long as your head is not elevated. A bedpan or urinal will be provided as needed during the bed rest period. You'll be asked to drink additional fluids after the procedure. This helps your body to adjust to changes in CSF levels and reduces the chance of headache. When the bed rest period is over, you should be able to get out of bed as tolerated, unless your doctor advises you differently. Once you're at home, notify your doctor of any numbness or tingling of the legs, drainage of blood, inability to urinate, or pain at the injection site. A headache can be expected, but if it persists for more than a few hours after the procedure or when you change positions, you should contact your doctor. You may be instructed to limit your activity for 24 hours following the procedure. Generally, if no complications occur, you may return to your normal activities. Your doctor may give you additional or alternate instructions after the procedure, depending on your particular situation. Thank you for listening. We hope you found this description helpful. Please visit our website for more detailed information on the spine and other health topics and procedures.